Ramsey TV.
First century Roman prisons were not noted for having windows. They were not noted for their first class accommodations. What was in a Roman prison, a dark Roman prison, where our apostle, the apostle Paul, shed light, no, revealed light, illumination, spiritual understanding to the saints that had never been uttered or written or expressed to humanity before. And Paul did this in his letter to the Ephesians. The darkness of the prison really mirrored the darkness of this man before Christ changed him from sinner to saint. It was amazing, really, that such a man as he, who was a murderous, self-righteous, angry man, could be turned into the apostle of love, grace, peace, and conciliation. But we know that God is all about contrasts. The contrast of darkness and light, of self-righteousness, and acclaiming Christ as one's all, of not knowing anything, of being ignorant, of groping in the darkness, to being bathed in such supernal spiritual light that not even the walls of a prison could conquer it. In a sense, in that tiny prison room, the Apostle Paul was transported. But there was light. Paul couldn't write without light. Of course, I believe Paul would have had an oil lamp or a candle of some kind, such as one I have next to me here, that would have illumined his dank cell. And it was in this small amount of light that Paul wrote to us words, spiritual truths that no human, or spiritual being for that matter, had ever heard. I'm going to read to you the first 11 verses from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, written in approximately 68 AD to the saints in Ephesus. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to all the saints who are also believers in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blesses us with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ, according as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world. We to be holy and flawless in his sight, in love, designating us beforehand for the place of a son for him through Christ Jesus, in accord with the delight of his will. For the Lord of his glory and of his grace, which graces us in the beloved, in whom we are having the deliverance through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses in accord with the riches of his grace, which he lavishes on us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the secret of his will, in accord with his delight, which he purposed in him to have an administration of the complement, that is, the filling of the eras, to head up all in the Christ, both that which is in heaven and that which is on earth. To have an administration of the fulfilling of the eras, to head up all in the Christ, not just all, but the all. To have an administration, the saints, to have an administration of the filling, the completion of the eras, to head up the all in the Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul recounts a time when he, whether in a body or outside of a body, he was not aware, was transported in spirit into the third heaven. And he hears ineffable declarations which are not even allowed for a man to speak. If I may add three words to the end of that sentence, I propose this to you. This man was snatched away into paradise, 2 Corinthians 12:4, and hears ineffable declarations that are not allowed for a man to speak at this time. In a sense, Paul never did speak them, but he wrote them. And I propose to you that the words I have read to you from Ephesians chapter 1, specifically verse 11, that the saints will have an administration, a part in carrying out the heading up of everything that has ever been created underneath the sovereignty and headship of Christ. I propose to you that that is what Paul heard in the third heaven.